Yo.
Talk Radio.
Yo, it's the streets is talking. Yo, Finesse, hit him with the intro.
Streets is talking radio, man. Monday to Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out to the Hotel Bull. My man, Zero. UL to G for popping, baby. Yeah. You heard him first, by the way. L Boogie and T-Row, no other option. The streets is talking radio live, Monday and Friday. 9 p.m. Eastern time, South Friday. You heard me here first when you step into that asylum. UL to G, L.A. banging, them niggas wildin'. T-Row from that redneck state, I'm talking Dallas. That's why he run with nothing but shooters like Kia Maverick. L Boogie from the cutthroat state, land of the heartless. And even though he good, I still got him regardless. G and me, the soul, my music empire. The streets is talking, the radio's live, tune in to fire. Yeah. Streets is talking radio, man. Tune in every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out my man L Boogie, Zero, Juelz the G. Shout out to Dallas, L.A., Cleveland. I go by the name of the Finesse, people. Go on my music empire. Streets is talking. Tune in.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Man, I got my co-host, UL, the G and T-Row, and I'm your host, L Boogie. We welcome you to this Monday, August 26, 2013. What the deal, T-Row?
Hey, what's up to the people in the world? What's going on?
Street! Oh, man. You know, it's the Monday wrap-up. What happened over the weekend? We got so much to talk about with the preseason. And with the NBA, the streets is talking. We got some things going on. Some people went up missing. We don't know if the sniper got them. But you know the streets is talking. When the streets is talking, baby, it's like E.L. Hutton. Everybody listen. Roll.
Talk to me.
First on the marquee, let's get it out the way. Tiger Woods finished one stroke back. He had back spasms. He said after the 13th hole, they started to kick in. But I noticed every bad shot, he gave some anguish. A great shot, man, he didn't do anything. So before we go on, a quick synopsis of Tiger Woods.
Man, what I think about Tiger is that you know, I don't know what to think about Tiger because, I mean, you can get hurt in any sport. And in golf, we all know the hips, the knees, the back. You know, that kind of is the forefront of where all the injuries come from for those players that play the game of golf. You know, and for Tiger, he is a guy that swings for the fences. But, you know, I'm confused, El Boogie, because I don't know. I'm like, man, every good shot, he didn't do too much. Every bad shot, he went, he soared, he dropped to his knees, you know. But I don't want to take it away from him as if, you know, he can't get injured in his sport. But as you say, it does look like he's wincing and doing all this, showing all this anguish and pain when he hits a bad shot. Now, in golf, you know when you hit a bad shot from the time you swing the club to make contact with the ball. You know if you don't swing club right, it's definitely going to veer left or it's going to veer right, never straight. You know, you got to – that's why golf is so hard to play. You got to know how to swing that club. And, you know, like I said, I'm confused. I don't know whether to believe Tiger was hurt. I mean, now let me ask you this, because this is really one to ask you. On the 18th hole, he was down one stroke. On the 18th hole, on his third shot, he hit it over the green, El Boogie. But on the final shot, he came just an inch short of actually taking Adam Scott, who was the eventual winner, into a playoff. Now, that was inches. Now, let me ask you this. Because of the pain that he was in that he showed us on TV, would we have gotten the pump and the the clench of the waist and everything like he be doing when he make those great shots, would we have seen him in anguish and pain, or would we have saw the celebration if he would have made that shot on the 18th hole when it came up 2 inches short?
Well, you know, I think he would have did the Michael Jordan flu game, hit the shot, walked it down, but would have been wincing and crippling all the way to the hole. You know, that's what I think. And you know, I think Tiger, he should have went to the spot. I keep telling him. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. Tiger, you got to come get with us, man. We take you to Pink Rhino. You get your stroke back, if you get my drift.
So,
like I said, it's going to, you know, be a long time before he wins another major. But when he does, hopefully that starts a rhythm and a roll for him, because I love to see Tiger back with that swag. So, but anyway, let's get to the meats and potatoes, what the world been waiting for, the NFL, third preseason game, sort of like a dress rehearsal. But before we continue, let me give a shout-out to my man, Teray Cosfield, out in Charlotte, North Carolina. What the deal, baby? I see you. And my man, Coach P in Cleveland, man, next level basketball. You know what I mean? That's my AAU. But let's talk about these Jets, man. Did you see Rex Ryan's post-game conference?
Yeah, I seen that sucker.
So do you think Rex was wrong for leaving Sanchez in there in the fourth quarter?
To be honest with you, L Boogie, I'm going to say it like this. I'm going to say, yeah, he was wrong for putting Mark Sanchez in the fourth quarter, man. Because we all know that the quarterback competition was Geno Smith to lose. We all know Mark Sanchez is going to be the starter for the New York Jets, but now we just don't know. Because both of these sucker acts have been on the field and can't produce nothing. And now that he didn't put Mark Sanchez in with the third string, you see what happened. You saw what happened. Now his shoulder messed up, and now what you going to do? You're going to eventually have to start Geno Smith week one, whether you like it or not, Mr. Rex Ryan. And L. Boogie, let me tell you something about that post-game rant. Here's what's happening. The New York media is tired of Rex Ryan a little hoop. At first, it was real cool and funny because he was fat and chubby, and everybody thought that he was just the coolest guy to hit New York scenery for the media. But here we are, 3 years removed, 9-7, 11-5, 8-8. And now you go 5-11. Well, guess what? Now you're really getting to take a look at the New York media and how they bite back. And Rex Ryan, I'm sorry to say, man, I liked when you was fatter. When you was a big, heavy dude, you was my guy. But now you're getting all tender. You done lost weight. You done lost some weight. You know, your wife got you on your tiptoes out there running around the block. Got you out there in Spain running with the bulls. And now you got a little attitude like a sissy. Ain't nobody ask you a question about the quarterback situation when you the one that got all this in the streets anyway. The Jets got four quarterbacks. Matthews. They got Greg McElroy. They also have, you know, Geno Smith and my man Mark Sanchez. Why Matt Simmons didn't play? Why didn't Greg McElroy play? Greg McElroy had only lost two or three games his whole season since he's been playing football. And you don't want to put this guy in? I don't understand, man. So, Rex Ryan, but get your act right because I'm pissed. You got to the end of the season, man. They're going to fire your ass like what that. So whatever you do, good to you this season. I just hope that you can get the team under control. You know what? It's not even about the team, L. Boogie. I believe that the players in the locker room respect that man to the fullest. But with this quarterback situation, they just looking at him like a defensive coordinator. You know what I mean? So at the end of the season, get ready, because Rex Ryan and the New York Jets, it's going to be a whole total look out there, man. And he's the one that's creating all this controversy. He should have put some other dumb in.
Listen to this. I disagree. Sanchez, third stringer on somebody else's team. That's how bad they are. All of them are third stringers. All of them. He needed to work. He's NBG. Nothing but garbage. You hear me? He goes out on Wednesday in my hood. He's not even recyclable. We put him in the black garbage can. Not the blue one. Not the recycle. We're putting him in the black garbage can. Nothing but garbage. It didn't matter if he played first, second, third, or the fourth quarter. He's still a bum. He's begging for change in 2 years. Contract will be up. Was Rex wrong? I don't think so. Maybe in hindsight, but the NFL stands for not for long. So anybody can get hurt. And speaking of anybody can get hurt, let's talk about the Bills. Kevin Cobb, B.O.B., Bag of Bones. They have a guy who's going to start week one, undrafted, named Jeff Twill. This hasn't happened since 1968, the modern-day draft. A non-drafted quarterback is going to start for the Bills. What's they saying? Round up the wagons? Don't nobody want to get on that bad wagon. It's going to be tough in Buffalo. What you think about that, bro? Kevin Cobb, is his career over with or what?
I don't even know why the Buffalo Bills even tried to pay this dude some money. You already went and got a first-round pick at EJ Manuel, and now you go out and see that Kevin Cobb is B-O-B. Capital letters all the way across.
Concussion-like
symptoms.
Are
you
serious?
They better get it together. And the other thing I want to say about Buffalo, Jeff Tool, get ready. I understand that, you know, this is all on you now. All of a sudden you went from, riding horses down the street to becoming a starting quarterback in the NFL. Well, guess what, buddy? Get ready. Hopefully if you win the first two or three games like Buffalo normally do, you'll be all right and get you a contract extension. But it's just sad that Buffalo took the time to, come out to Arizona, talk to Kevin Cobb and bring him to Buffalo, and now they're getting what they didn't think they were going to get, a broke-up body. And, and EJ Manuel, I'm going to give him a pass. He's a rookie, trying to make sure that he's healthy and stable enough to come in this game and get done. My thing is, I just don't know why they didn't make EJ Manuel this from week one when he first got to camp to start the preseason. You know what I mean? These guys have been trying to get him to work on it and get a second opinion and all this before they actually sent him to the hospital to have the little surgery, even though it was minor. But if it was that minor, you should have had it done in the beginning so that we could be prepared for the regular season and especially play like, week four of the preseason. You know what I mean? So, Buffalo, you did it to yourself. You're almost just as worse as the Jets. I'm glad they're on the East Coast, so I don't have to hear it every day on the news. I can just, deal with the Cardinals and San Diego and whoever else I got to deal with out here. But as far as over there, to be honest with you, I don't care. I do not care about the Jets. I do not care about the Buffalo Bills. So they can give it and go through what they're going through. They just put it on themselves to where their situation is what's at hand right now. It ain't nobody to blame but them. So good luck, because you need it. Rex Ryan, woo, boy, you on that hot seat. And, come on. I know this your first year, but, man, your seat getting a little warm, too. So get it right. Get it right out there.
It's terrible. It's so terrible, Ro. Now we're going to go to Browns. Third preseason game. It was supposed to be a dress rehearsal. and I saw that they didn't put on their dress right. They went out and see everybody was, you know, oh, it's preseason, but we look good. Yeah, you played two teams who didn't go to the playoffs. Then went over eight games. But you ran up against a buzzsaw by a guy named Andrew, who has a lot of luck. Ran up against a buzzsaw and got their head blown off. So all the expectations, all you Browns fans out there, what do you think? I know you got something to say. I know you're going to call in and give me your take. The Cleveland Browns, you took a bad L over the weekend. What do you think? But I know our Browns fans, they're going to stay optimistic. Oh, that was just preseason. But when they won them other two games, oh, man, we looked great. We was cold.
It is just preseason. Our Bonnie's going to prevail.
By the way, world, that's DJ Steph, the producer of the show. And the Browns, I hate to say it, but you still are NBG. Nothing but garbage. When you get your quarterback, then we'll talk. You got a guy right now who's collecting two checks, one from the Browns and one from Social Security. He older than me and you, T-Ro.
Already.
And then you got your hometown, the Dallas Cowboys against the Cincinnati Bengals the other night. Looked very impressive. Romo looked good. Once again, everybody played their starters to about the end of the third quarter. What do you think, Ro? First, let's go with your Cowboys, and then we'll head back to the land.
Well, about them boys, man, it is. It is. It's preseason. I don't get too hyped because the regular season drive, you know, has me at a point to where I'm on the highest high, and I get dropped down to the lowest of lows. So, my Cowboys did look good. I was impressed. You know, I can't wait to see what it's really gonna look like once the regular season ends. Because we're going to need to make sure that we can run this three tight end offense and you know, duplicate what we've seen with other teams being successful in that type of offense. And, defense is what it is. And you just have to wait, just eager for, you know, September 5th, man, because that's the day that NFL is going to become alive and it's going to be sparking, it's going to be hot, it's going to be jumping. And then everything that we've been talking about in preseason, we can definitely make it stick for the actual regular season. And as far as the Browns, I'm going to say it is still preseason, L Boogie. Don't forget, it's preseason. Yes, of course, they ran up against the Colts, but don't get it twisted. The Colts are that type of team. You have to give Cleveland a chance to do that thing.
Tell them, T-Ro.
Back in Hey, and when we come back, we definitely going to get in it again on some other stuff. But them Brownies, don't worry about it. Y'all going to be cool. It's all this preseason, baby.
Man, before we go to break, man, I want to give another shout-out to my man, Teray Cockfield, down there in Charlotte, man. He's repping the land down there. The streets is talking sports talk show, 9 p.m. Eastern, Mondays and Fridays. And we sorry to all the guys who got cut this morning. This is for you, Tupac. So many tears. We see that pink slip in the locker. Streets is talking, baby. We are the streets. Let's go.
Cause I'm cursed, I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel me? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind, I spend my time in the cell. Ain't living well, I know my destiny is hell. But did I fail? My life is in denial. And when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord, I suffered in the years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand near me. me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets. I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to peace and screaming peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game. No memories, just the misery. Painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please, Lord, forgive me for my sins, cause here I come. Lord,
I suffered so many years and shed so many tears.
God,
I lost so many peers.
And Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicide. To drive by, taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why as I walk by. Broken hearted as I glance at the truck line, getting high. This ain't the life for me. I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me. I'm stuck in the game. I'm trapped inside a maze. See the Tangeray influence me. They're getting crazy, bitch, you're losing lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises. Think she's fucking on my boys. Can't take no more. I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears. Lord,
I lost so many years and shed so many tears. I lost so many tears and shed so many tears.
Okay.
Lord, I suffered so many years and shed so many tears.
We back. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. What a twist of hip hop. Got my co-host, Juelz the GNT Row, and I'm your host, L Boogie. Give us a call if you want to get into the asylum. Press 1-347-855-8896. Or if your phone go dead and you at the crib, man, log on. blogtalkradio.com. Search box, The Streets is Talking. That's D-A, not T-H-E, because we are the streets. Row!
Yo!
Shout out to my man Eren, man, in the land, man, up north, man, out there in Cleveland, Ohio, man. He mad at me. I see it already. I'm just being the realest on my Browns, man. I'm sorry, on the Browns, my hometown. You know I mess with the Green Bay Packers, but hey, Browns fans, I know. I'm letting the sun get too much in my brain, huh? I don't think so, man. I don't think so. Bro.
Yeah, man. Speaking of your Green Bay Packers, they took an L over the weekend, too. They lost to Seattle Seahawks, which was a rematch from, you know, the debacle of the referees of last year, of last season, getting the referees back in tune. You know, what's your thoughts on Green Bay taking that L against the Seattle Seahawks, you know what I'm saying, on Friday night? Because I know that bad man Aaron Rodgers ain't just going to keep going for that. And you know, hey, you know what I really want to ask you before you answer that question? Well, actually, I want you to answer the question. And then I'm going to ask you, I got a number two question for you. So go ahead and ask. Were you upset that the Green Bay Packers lost, or were you more impressed with Seattle defense and how they were able to kind of put you guys on ice a little bit?
Like my man Bernie Mac used to say, I'm a realist. We in trouble. Our receiving corps is suspect right now. We haven't thrown a touchdown. We haven't scored a touchdown in 12 quarters. We're in trouble. But having that guy Aaron Rodgers back there, I'm going to continue to have confidence, always. When you got a good guy back there at the quarterback position, that's what I'm trying to tell the Cleveland Browns. When you got somebody who can, you know, quarterback the team, you got a chance. But, yes, I'm concerned. But I'm impressed with Seattle. People are really not giving Pete Carroll enough credit because of him coming from USC, his style, what he did in the NFL prior to him going to USC. I think they're judging him on that. He's taken his ball club and took him to two straight playoff wins as a coach. First round, they're getting better. Now they have a trigger man and Wilson. They might have some going over there. So am I impressed? Yes, but I am concerned about my pack. I'm very concerned.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, man. Hold up! Don't worry about the pack, man. You boys, you might not have a receiving crew, but let me tell you something. As long as you got that bad man named AR, too bad he don't wear 15. If that boy Aaron Rodgers start connecting and finding kids with those receivers, and, of course, Michael Finley, him and his boy are really having a good summer and a good start to the preseason, man, watch out. The Green Bay Packers are going to be just the Green Bay Packers like we owe them to be. But I must tell you this, I was impressed with Seattle. I'm like you. I don't think Pete Carroll gets enough credit. He's a, you know, college guy coming back to the NFL. He's done it twice now. But Seattle, it's a different situation. And like you say, he got that guy in the backfield, and Will, who knows how to get, he got that trigger in him. You know what I mean? So I think everything is going to be okay with Seattle. I think that Seattle and also Green Bay are going to meet up at some point. And when they do, it's going to be a great, great throwdown. And I can't wait for that to happen. But yeah, man, don't worry about your pack, man. You got a great run game back there. You got the young stud from Eddie Lacy from Alabama, and of course to go along with the starters you guys got back there. So, man, y'all gonna be just fine. Don't worry about that. That's what I'm gonna say. And then here's the second part of the question I wanted to ask you: is this gonna get a job in the NFL? Is he gonna back up AR?
I'm happy for Vince. I'm happy for Vince. That's what he needs to be, a backup just in case. Hopefully I will never see him in the game unless we're up by 21 points. I hope I never see Vincent. But hey, if he plays, hopefully we're blowing guys out. So whoever's the backup, you see, and Matt Flynn, we'll get to that later on in the show. But I just hope he doesn't get in the game. Stick it to the NFC, bro. Coach Shanahan from the Washington Redskins had another press conference. This time it wasn't about RG3, it was about the team. He said that the expectations of his team is Super Bowl or bust. Was that smart by Coach Shanahan? Should he have said that or kept his mouth shut? Remember, Rex Ryan said that about his team, and look what happened. They didn't even make the playoffs.
Well, I mean, if you're a coach and you know your talent, but before I say that, that should be everybody's goal, L. Boogie. If that's the number one thing on your bulletin board, you shouldn't be a coach. You shouldn't even be in the league. If your number one pregame talk is not win, get to the Super Bowl or bust, you should be fired today, yesterday, last week. You have to want to go to the Super Bowl. You have to believe that your team is capable of making it to the Super. Now, granted, Redskins last year lost the key piece to what they're trying to accomplish last year, and they just fell short letting Seattle come back and run them down. But let me tell you something. If that boy, RG3, is on the field and in that same position without being hurt the way he was last year, guess what? Them boys can definitely make that run. I believe that the Washington Redskins can if they make it to the playoffs. You know what I mean? So, was it dumb? No, it's not dumb. That should be everybody's main focus right now. Going to the Super Bowl. You know, you find out by week 5, week 6, you know, whether or not you're going to make it or not, or whether or not you got the team that's going to make it. You know what I'm saying? Last year, Washington started off hot. They were 3-6, and then they went on and did what they did. They won 9 straight games before they lost the next one. So, anything can happen. Is that a mistake? No, that's not a mistake for him saying what he said, because you got to, that should be your number one information on the billboard. So I ain't mad at him. Do you think he was wrong with that?
Yeah, he was wrong for saying it. Of course, everybody has it on their bulletin board, but just like in anything you do, there's steps. We need to win the NFC conference. We need to win the NFC conference first. We need to win the NFC championship game. Then we need to win the Super Bowl or go to the Super Bowl. I have a personal friend who plays on that team. That's a lot of pressure Shanahan just put on him. That's a lot of expectation that he sold to the fans of Washington, D.C. and the president, let him might add. So,
man,
him,
they better get it together. They better get it right. They were somewhat of underdogs last year. Nobody really anticipated Washington to do anything. So this year, of course, they know it, hey, RG3 and the Washington Redskins, everybody's calendar as a star, because they know when Washington come, they got to bring their A game or they're going to get blowed out. And if Washington can make stay on the hot streak that they were on this year, man, they didn't lose too many people. They still got all their key pieces. So they're going to be all right. And if, man, come on, yes, everybody has that information on the billboard and the locker rooms, but, man, if you're not talking about it now, what are you going to talk about? You got to get it right from the beginning. You can't just wait till week 8 and be like, oh, yeah, or wait till the NFC, you know, wild card game to be like, yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl. No, you got to talk about it now. You got to make sure it's in everybody's head so everybody be responsible for themselves or doing their part so we can make it to the show. And that's all we want to do. Will it be a bust? No, it won't be a bust because you got a young team. You're going to have 3, 4, 5 years with Washington Redskins if you can keep them together, Coach Mike Shanahan, or if you can stay on the team as a – but we all know how this game goes. Once Shanahan leaves, that team will be together, and they'll be the team to win the Super Bowl once Shanahan leaves. It always happens. So, good luck, Shanahan. I love you for saying that.
Shout out to my man London Bam Fletcher, man. I hope you guys do go to the Super Bowl this year. I'll be in New York.
Send postcards.
And speaking of Super Bowl, they said it's supposed to be a snowstorm near that way February 2nd. The streets is talking. I got meteorologists on it, man. Bro, before we go to the asylum, I got some NBA news I want to holler about. First, T-Mac, Tracy McGrady, after 16 years, 7-time All-Star, 2-time scoring champion, averaged 19 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds in 16 years. Shout out to you, Tracy McGrady. You look at his career, bro, is he Hall of Fame?
Hell yeah, he Hall of Fame. No way T-Mac is not Hall of Fame because T-Mac did some things. Woo-wee. And we can argue this all day. When T-Mac was in his prime, when he went to Orlando and Grant Hill was supposed to belong, we have to remember that that was supposed to be the next caliber two-man tag team them, do your bad type of squad. Grant Hill could fulfill that because that's when he really sustained that injury and he was out for a long period of time. But if you can remember, Tracy McGrady's first 2-3 years that he was with Orlando before he left to go to Houston, we could argue all day that he, if he wasn't the best player, the second best player behind Kobe. Because those two boys were putting up numbers like you've never seen before. And he was winning scoring titles as a young stud, you know what I mean? And doing it on a team that he didn't have too much, you know? So big ups to AI, who just retired a couple weeks ago or last week, officially. And big ups to T-Mac, who went on First Take this morning, and now he was retiring from the league. But let me tell you this, L Boogie, before you make a point of T-Mac was asked, does this mean retiring from basketball, period, or just from the NBA? And what T-Mac said was that he's just retiring from the NBA because he still believes that he can play basketball in China because that's where he came from. He got signed with the San Antonio Spurs in the playoffs last year. So he just may retire from the NBA, but don't be surprised, world, if you watch the Sports Center next month or in a couple of months and you see T-Mac just score 30 and hit a game winner in a game in China. All right? So, yeah, big ups to T-Mac. He's just retired from the NBA. You know, yes, he's on first ballot. Don't know, but he should be. But, yeah, he's going to be in the Hall, man. What's your thoughts? Is he going to be in the Hall? First, second ballot?
16 years, 7 All-Stars, 2-time scoring champion. Tracy McGrady was B.O.B. He was B.O.B., bag of bones. Secondly, he never got out of the first round of the playoffs. I distinctively remember he was up 3-1 against Detroit, and he couldn't win a game. That right there let me know Tracy McGrady is not Hall of Fame status. He's not. He's not first ballot. He's not second ballot. He's not third ballot. I don't think Tracy McGrady is a Hall of Fame player. Hall of Fame talent, but not a Hall of Fame player. Sorry. Yes, for about
so
2 or 3 years. Yeah, 2 or 3 years. He was old. He, you know, but like my man Jay-Z would say, he's all right, but he's not real. He was okay. I know my caller's going to have something to say about that, but T-Mac, remember the commercial? Save me, T-Mac. T-Mac, save me.
Yeah, but boy, let me tell you, he getting in, man. He was just one of those players who were exciting to see. And not only did he do it in Orlando, but he went to Houston. And he took Houston to the playoffs, even though it's in the first round. You know, it's just a Melo situation. So if you're saying T-Mac are going to get in, you're saying Melo not going to get in because he can't get that first round either. So, well, but that's another topic to talk about later on down the road. But you know, man, you got to quit hating on T-Mac, man. That boy was cold. When he was in Toronto with his cousin, Vince, Lord have mercy. Them boys were hot. Granted, they didn't really mean nothing to do too much, but, boy, they were a highlight every night. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, I don't know if he's going to be first ballot, but he's getting in. T-Mac, you're getting in, baby. Don't worry about it. L Boogie just hating.
On another note, on a sad note, Lamar Odom, the streets is talking. He was missing for a couple days. His agent found him in a hotel room, bro. His wife goes on Twitter saying, why don't people just leave me and my family alone? They said he has a drug problem. Streets is talking. What do you think? What's going on out there in L.A., bro? What your informant tell you?
Man. You know, L.O., man, that's my man. And I just don't understand why he went on a little drought like that. But let me tell you something, man. From a little snitches back there in the D, you know, because he played with Dallas, even though he wanted out. But with his little time in Dallas, let me tell you something. That boy, L.O., man, he quite wasn't right in Dallas either, man. You know what I'm saying? Pulling up to the barber shop. Taking a walk through, you know what I'm saying? Getting what he get. So my man Lowe is just, I don't want to say that he's just, I don't know what's going on with L.O. Let me put it to you like that. He's a great talent on the basketball court, but I think his court issues are finally coming to the light to where it's about outshine everything, man. And him being married to a Kardashian ain't no better. You know what I mean? Because it's just more media attention for this guy to get. And so, man, you know how it go, L Boogie. The streets are talking, man. When you just want to get away from everybody, man, he got the money, guess what? He can disappear. You ain't even got to leave the state. You ain't even got to leave the city. You find your hotel room or two, you know what I'm saying? Well, hey, man, don't tell nobody where who I am or what's going on. And you pay him $100, you know what you're going to get. So he just wanted to be on his own for a minute, man. But when he was on, you know, ain't no telling what my dude been snipping, popping, smoking, drinking. You know, it's off season. Leave my dude alone.
Man, my man L.O. look like a 6'11 cab driver, man. Listen to this. L.O., you know what happens when they find actors and actresses in their hotel rooms, bro? They're lucky this time. Usually it's D-E-A-T-H. Death. That's what you usually find when you find celebrities and athletes in hotel rooms. The streets is talk. Man, when we come back, we're going to take some callers in the asylum. I see they throwing kites to us. We appreciate all you guys calling. Big up to my man, former Browns player Steve Sanders listening to the show. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. T-Row, I'm L Boogie. We are the street. Produced by DJ Steph. Let's go.
Lift us up, I won't let them down. Nope. So, at the top, it's just us looking down. Sorry I delayed us, but we gon' get this paper. Had a couple issues, I dealt with them, now it's payback.
Nobody knows what I go through.
Nobody knows.
Facts. If you can put yourself inside my shoes. You got friends, it's not friends no more.
Fuck em.
They can't understand the life that I chose.
Can't
win the money and fame. It can hurt everything you love.
Right.
I got the chip but that depend
on me.
And I can't give up.
I can't.
Don't know what I'm going through.
Like everybody got their hand out, acting like you own something. They expect you to throw them something when they really need you to show them something. One month, they be broke again, acting like you ain't throw them nothing. Ungrateful ass niggas, they only love you when you give it. And the day you say you ain't got it, they forget the days that you did it. You forgot me when I was losing, so forget me when I'm winning. Would've thought they was friends of me, till the day they befriended me. One day we broke friends, next day we rich enemies. It's hard being a real nigga when these niggas got bitch tendencies. Female emotions, I can't waste my energy. For them I got that remedy. Kill them with success. Royalty is my pedigree. Too fresh to be stressed. But thank God for memories. God willing, I'm blessed. My comeback, they penalty. These haters gonna be upset. And I done lost a couple friends on the way. Fuck them, they wasn't really with me all the way. I'll be okay.
Nobody knows what I go through.
Nobody knows.
Facts. If you can put yourself inside my shoes. You got friends, it's not friends no more.
Fuck em.
They can't understand the life that I chose.
Get money,
and when the money and fame, it can hurt everything you love.
Right.
I got the chip but that depend
on me.
And I can't give up.
I can't.
Don't know what I'm going through.
It's Roundup Monday. I'm your boy, L Boogie, with my co-host, Juelz the G, who's out on assignment. And as always, T-Row, Rizzle. Like I was saying about my man LO, man, I don't know, you know, like him, my man who committed suicide, who played on a Rosalie in the House on TNT, Mr. Thompson.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we sit up here and we trip on what we don't have and thinking they got everything, and I don't, you know, they get depressed and want to do things to themselves. Tough. Man.
Yeah. And it's an unfortunate situation, you know. You know, it's just, yeah, man, people have, it's just amazing how different people have different problems, and that's just the way that, you know, people go about doing certain things, you know what I mean? And it's unfortunate that LO wanted to, you know, be by himself. And whatever problems he has, I mean, you know, it just goes to show that money don't solve everything. And it's just a fact. You know, you can have all the money in the world and you still probably won't be happy. So you got to make sure that in this world you tell the ones that are close to you that you love them and every day keep them up strong. Because, you know, anything can happen to make a person start leaning left or to the right, man. So us as people, man, we got to do what we can to, you know, keep ourselves upright, especially friends and loved ones, man. I tell them, you know, I see you. What's up? You know, if you see somebody going down, help them out. And it's just unfortunate that LO, you know, is doing what he's doing. LO, I hope you, I know you're going to be a high pimping. I just don't want to hear on TMZ that, you know, you done OD'd in a hotel room. But, you know, I understand, player. Every man needs to, you know, have some long time. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing, you know, what the situation is with LO. I understand. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. Have people who loved him looking for him. So at least we know that he ain't just going to, you know, be out there without nobody really caring for the dude. So, LO, get yourself right. I hope you listen to the fam. It ain't that hard, brother. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You're in the lead. You know what I mean? And before we know it, this might be last season. So, LO, get your mind right, baby.
Man, that's tough. That's tough for LO. But, hey, you know, we had a lot to talk about early on. I know some callers want to chirp in. They done threw some kites. So, you know, we got the LO situation. We got T-Mac. You know, if people think he should be in the Hall of Fame, I don't think so. But, hey, you might. And then we got controversy in New York. Big Rex should have left his guys in. Left Mark in there with the third stringers. And I know we got some Cleveland callers who want to talk about the Browns. So we got a lot to talk about. So DJ Steph, is Erin out there? We got Erin on the line?
Absolutely.
How you doing,
you
big
already,
bruh?
Bruh, I'm good, but I got to say this in my Stephen A. Smith voice. You just are so disrespectful. I'm going to start calling you L. Bayless.
Tell him again. Tell him to be quick. Tell him to quit being so disrespectful, CB.
Hey, T-Ro, I told him when he answered the call, you sound more like you from the land than he do. I don't know what's his problem tonight, man. What's wrong with this guy?
He don't claim Cleveland, though. He claimed them Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers.
I know. I hear him. You just claim yourself. And that's what got it the mood to a warm weather state, rooting for them. You ain't ever even been to Green Bay. You don't even like cold weather. That's why you where you at. So cut it off. and it was the same guy after 2 wins by the Browns. Cut it out. It's just preseason. It's just preseason. Like they used to tell me. In the layup line. Save it for the game. Save it for the game. Yeah, I'm all over you with that. And my man T-Mac do deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Cut it out, man. You know it. If it wasn't for them garbage years he had to spend up north in Toronto, he would have had even more to show for, man. So cut it out.
Cut it out. When you don't get out the first round of the playoffs in your entire career, you don't go to the Hall of Fame in my book.
Hey, look here, man.
So how the hell Chris Mullin make it to the Hall of Fame if that's the case?
He's been to finals.
In what finals?
NBA finals with the Pacers. He started on that team. What are you talking about?
Okay, you're right. I was thinking Golden State, my bad.
Right, but still, T-Mac deserved to be in the Hall of Fame, man, just on the strength. Two scoring titles, man, seven-time All-Star. That alone will get you in there at least second ballot Hall of Fame, man. Come on, man.
Second ballot? Okay,
yep.
We'll see.
Watch what I tell you. Because actually, he could have contributed to San Antonio getting a ring. He could have done a lot better than Ginobili did.
I agree.
He could have. He was 28 seconds away from getting a ring.
And Ginobili came in there playing like straight. Now that's hot garbage.
Nothing but garbage right now in his career.
Man. Nothing but hot garbage. Come
Man.
Back.
You already know.
What you think about Rex leaving Sanchez in the game?
I'm not mad at him about it. He needed to get him some reps. He figured he going in there against third stringers. It shouldn't be too bad for him. But the only thing was, them cats was so thirsty to try to make a name for themselves so they can try to make the team. That's why he came in there so hot and heavy and put the smash on Sanchez. It happens. It's preseason. People get hurt. Heck, if he would have been in there against the first stringers and they came at him heavy and he got hurt, same thing. What would we be saying then?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He needed the reps.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He's nothing but garbage, too.
Yeah, he is. But still, he needed the reps. You know, that's
what
a
about,
New York team. I could care less about him.
What about Shanahan talking about Super Bowl or bust for his team? Do you think that was appropriate time to be talking like that?
Absolutely. Like T-Ro said, if you don't plan it in their mind from the very beginning that we are going to the Super Bowl and you got a talented enough team to do so, why not scream it from the beginning? What you going to say? Oh, man, we're going to go 8-8 and maybe squeak into the playoffs as a wild card. No, you got to put it in their mind to play like you're a Super Bowl champion from day one. If not, what you going to try to do, bump it up late in the season?
Yeah, you're right, but remember, pressure busts pipes. Let it just come. Yes, you say
pressure.
That behind closed doors. But I don't think you should just be saying that to the public. It's Super Bowl or bust for this team. You just went to the playoffs last year and lost in the first round, let I remind you.
You
lost
said pressure
at home.
Bust pipes. You said pressure
yes.
bust pipes. Pressure also make diamonds, too.
You're right.
All right.
I
we
hope they
go
do.
Way, man.
You know we got a we know we you know we
RG.
Got a friend on that team. We I
yeah.
hope he makes it.
Come on, now you know that's alumni. Come on, you know he's a Viking, man. Come
right.
on, he's a St. Joe Viking.
Man. Now, final question. L.O., Lamar Odom, before I let you go, give me your take on that situation. I know you've been in the streets, been talking about it.
Yeah, man, that's bad news for my man, L.O., man. I hate to hear that, man. I hate to hear that. Because, I mean, under any other circumstance, had he not been married to a Kardashian, cameras wouldn't be following him as tough as they are, man, you know? And I just hope my man ain't Now, that's a situation where you could say pressure bust pipes, being under the spotlight of that Kardashian spotlight, man. Come on, man. Heck, you heard your boy Kanye. I don't even sound like the cat that grew up in Chicago. I'm like, man, where did he grow up? In, you know, Simi Valley, California, somewhere? Like, what? Who is that guy?
Right. You saw the video.
Man, it's all bad.
It's all bad. You got to stay away from them Kardashians and Rihanna. It goes all downhill after that. Ask Chris Humphrey. What Meek Mill say, I take your bitch, Chris Humphrey.
Yeah, man. You know what
but
it
man,
is,
man. You know, we love you, man, and we appreciate you calling in every Monday and Friday, Ian. You know, make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
You got that covered, bro. It'll be easy,
no
guys.
Doubt.
Until Friday.
No doubt. Man,
later,
that's my man. Yeah. That's my man, Erin, calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Yo, DJ Steph, we got Al Almighty in the asylum.
Hello,
Al, you in the asylum, baby? You in here?
You know I am. What's going on?
Oh man, just chilling, man. Give me your take on all the topics we've been talking about, man. You got the floor. Tell me what's going on.
Okay, so we talking about Lamar Odom, right?
Yes.
Okay. Khloe Kardashian lost a lot of weight, right? So guess who was smoking with him? You heard me?
The streets is talking.
Guess who was smoking with him, man? That ain't no motherfucking grapefruit diet. That's a smoker's diet, man. Come on, man. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a smoker's diet, man. Come on, man. You from up 93rd, man. Right by the barbershop, man. You know what they do. They come home, blow it up, and they go down real quick, don't they? Come on,
man. Don't we
that's
know it.
That's Chloe. She all on pop Today's Magazine, Tomorrow's Weight. Yeah, that's a smoker's diet, man. They doing the white
that's
man
not,
how Lamar got caught up.
That's not Jenny Craig. That's smoker's diet.
Yeah, that's a smoker's diet. Flat out. I said it. Cleveland said it. Elden said it, so leave him alone, Blog Talk. I said it.
Big brother almighty. What do you, since we still on the NBA, before I let you talk about the Browns, T-Mac, is he Hall of Fame?
No.
Thank you.
No.
T-Roy, that?
No, he's not a Hall of Famer. He might be like 30 years down the line, not right now. Not in my eyes, I've seen it all. No way.
Not a
no
Hall
way
of
is he a Hall of Famer. I don't care what nobody say.
What the? Why y'all been smoking today? Y'all should join L.O. in L.A. in the hotel room. Y'all need it all. What is on your mind?
Hey, let me tell you something, man. T-Mac's a good guy. He's a good player, man. He control the game. He throw it off the backboard when it's time to really play. Not no showtime. When it's really time to show up, he never showed up, man. You had Yaheen on your team. You couldn't get out the first round, man.
Really in this
you can't win,
man.
You can't win. If you can't get out the first round, who you putting him up against in the Hall of Fame? Should Reggie Fields get in before he will?
Right.
How about that?
Man,
how about that?
Man,
how about
man.
That? How about that? How about that?
Man.
Who is
Where
that?
You? Hey, Al, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What about your Browns? Give me your take on the game. I know it's preseason.
Man, we good. That's just seeing who we going to cut and seeing if we can find a diamond in the rough. We good. Don't even worry about that. talk to me after the Miami game. That's when you talk to me. Please, L. We ain't kicking no field goals no more. We ain't kicking no field goals. We got rid of Phil Dawson. Just throw you out of that handicap.
You got rid
of
the best player on your team. You got rid of the best player on your team. Phil Dawson.
Who is that, man? Who is that? Who is that keep talking, man? Who is that guy, man? Who is that guy, man? He just keeps jumping on. I gotta say, who is that guy, L?
What about
he got to,
you think?
He got to be from San Francisco or something, ain't he? He from out that way, ain't he, L?
No, that was me said that.
Oh, okay. You sound a little different, man. You must have cut your hair today.
There you go.
I cut my hair this morning. I cut it this morning. Let me give you one more. Last question. What do you think Rex Ryan leaving Mark Sanchez in the game or subbing him in the fourth quarter with the third string offensive line? Do you think Rex, was that a bad decision by him, or do you think he should have put him in there to get some reps?
Ain't nobody got no assigned position yet. He's fighting for a spot. Get the reps. You put all three of them number garbage. Geno is just shit on us. I mean, it on a stick. So what are you gonna do? He ain't got no confidence in Geno, so he it on a stick. So what you gonna do? You gotta see what Sanchez gonna do. He got to shine. He ain't got nothing else to shine with. He can't do nothing. Ain't nothing he can do, man. I ain't mad at him. Fuck him. They give me a reason to drop the quarterback. That's all. A real quarterback. Geno ain't no quarterback.
You think that Geno is going to be his whole career is going to be bag up? That's Geno Smith.
He'll turn it to Dante Robinson. He'll turn it to a kick returner, extra point man. Hey, what's the quarterback for the Vikings in the playoffs last year? You see where he at, right?
Oh, he's going to turn into Webb. He's going to turn into Webb. He's going to turn it down.
Oh, man, come on, man.
As usual, man, big brother almighty, man, we appreciate you blessing the show, man. I'm listening.
L. Man, Lamar just called me. He just checked in the rehab. Him and Tiger Woods.
Him and Tiger checked in the rehab?
No more white girls, man. No more white girl rehab, man. They gotta come in with a black bra.
Sports talk show. Oh, man. T-Ro, you hear this guy? Oh, man.
I'm going to the rehab myself.
Wow. Oh, man. That was a good one. Man, big brother almighty calling from Cleveland, Ohio as well. We appreciate him calling in. Oh, man, he got me in stitches over here. Ooh-wee. Man, Ro.
What's the dealio?
You going to check into the John Lucas spot?
Man, I'm going wherever they going, man, because I know it's just going to be media crazy, so I need to go where they going, man, you know, kick back. Me old Tiger, L.O., you know what I mean?
I got the perfect therapy for Tiger. I got the perfect therapy for him, man. My agent get in touch with his agent. He get on the G4, come land out here, and I get him back on track. The Streets of Talking crew will get you back on track, Tiger. I'm telling you. Man, when we just dedicated to you, Tiger, as usual, on point. We'll get you back in, baby. We'll get you back in the asylum in the streets. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. 347-855-8896. Oh, man. We hot. We are the street. Oh, let's go.
All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bangs. Bands to make her dance, bands to make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands. Short hair like me alone, use one she don't need alone. She start twerking when she hear a song. Strip up all her income, we get tripping and then some. So nasty when she rolling, she put that ass off in my hands. I remote control it. She give me down when the roof gone. At the KOD, she leave with me. She got friends, bring three. I got drugs, I got drink. Bend it over, Juicy J gon' poke it like wet paint. You say no to ratchet pussy, Juicy J can't. Racks everywhere, they showing racks, I'm throwing racks. In a VIP, rubber on, I'm stretching that. Rich niggas sipping, broke niggas looking. And it ain't a strip club if they ain't showing pussy. Bands to make her dance, bands to make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bangs. Bands to make her dance, bands to make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands to make her dance, bands to make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bangs. Bands to make her dance, bands to make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands.
Pop that pussy for a real nigga. Pull out my black card, that's my lil nigga. Make a movie with your bitch, Steven Spiel nigga. Smoking on Keisha, cold, give me chills nigga. What's your real name, and not your stripper name? I make it rain on you, like a window pane. Bands will make her dance, don't you make her come. Hit it from the side like a motherfucking bass drum. Two hoes on one fucking pole, two hoes on my fucking pole. I don't tip, I pay bills. Bitches call me Buffalo. Her stomach and her ass out, I'm flyer than the ones they pass out. If money grown trees, I branched out. I'm just waiting for my bitch to cash out.
Bands to make her dance, bands to make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bangs. Bands to make her dance, bands to make her dance. These chicks clapping and they using hands. Bands to make her dance, bands to make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bangs. Bands to make her dance, bands to make her dance. These chicks clapping and they using hands.
Two chains, four price prices. Let me see the ass clap, standing old face, bro. If your girl don't swallow kids, man, that whole face. Ooh. Got two bitches with me, take a shot of one hoe, using her friend for a chase.
Bands make a bust. Let me see you touch it.
Money talk, you ain't got no end or discussion.
Bands will make her do it.
Do it.
Pocket full of money.
Money, young nigga get head wide. Running. Let me see you wiggle, do it for a real nigga. I be laughing to the bank, all you do is giggle. Ballin' in my coupe, call it sports car. Drop the top and freaking treat the bitches like a porn star.
Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bangs. Bands will make her dance, bands will make her dance. These chicks clapping and they ain't using hands. Bands to make her dance, bands to make her dance. All these chicks popping pussy, I'm just popping bangs. Bands to make her dance.
Oh yeah.
Bands to make her dance.
The streets is talking.
And they ain't using hands.
Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. With my co-host T Row and Jewel the G. I am your host L Boogie. 347-855-8896. Or you can get at us on blogtalkradio.com. Search box, The Streets is Talking, and that's DA. And remember, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Oh, boy, that's the first time you done said that this evening. My pie.
Bands to make a dance. It got me in that. You know, I'm trying to tell you, Tiger, we get you back on your swagger, baby. My agent, get in touch with your agent, because the streets is always talking. And, Ro, we got the youngins coming up Thursday. Kicks off the NCAA football season. North Carolina. They're going to pop bottles against South Carolina. And then you got the controversy at quarterback. They got two quarterbacks at USC on the road against Hawaii. And remember what they always say. I mean, your ex-coach said that. When you got two quarterbacks, you ain't got none. A.K.A. Bill Parcells.
Yeah, you know, but this is college. College is a whole different game because you can have a fifth hazard and also a runner. You know what I mean? So college is a lot different than the NFL. So in college, I believe you can have that two-headed monster and make it go round. But, I mean, as far as, you know, USC, I think they're going to handle up on Hawaii. We'll see the two quarterbacks take turns and get it in. But I do believe that, you know, by week three, they'll know exactly who they want their starting quarterback to be. Because this year, USC plays Notre Dame a little early. So we should see what happens when that goes on. You know what I mean? And then going to number six, South Carolina against North Carolina, I truly believe that South Carolina will be popping bottles. They got an early game. The first game come on pretty early, 6 p.m. Eastern. And I think that, you know, with Jadeveon Clowney, with all the hype that's coming on that kid, I think that they're going to pack the house, sell out, and they are not going to disappoint, even though they are playing the crosstown rival in North Carolina. So, yeah, get ready. I think South Carolina is a little bit better than what a lot of people are giving them credit for. And, you know, Steve Curry always got a trick up his sleeve, so he can have some more of the talent back there to really have that team ready to do what they need to do. So, yeah, man, I can't wait for Thursday. And on Friday, we'll talk about what's going to happen on Saturday with the other, you know, top 25 teams that are going to be putting it down on Saturday. So, yeah, can't wait for Thursday. Glad we got two college games, two real college games going along with a couple of other the last week of the NFL preseason games. So we should be stacked up for this Thursday coming up. What's your thoughts? Who you got this Thursday coming up in between those two teams or those two games?
Well, you know, it's Thursday night, and, you know, on ESPN, when you got Thursday night, it always can, you know, be an upset. So I'm looking at, I'm putting some money on North Carolina. I'm taking some commissary out to, you know what I'm saying, that I got on my books. And I'm going with North Carolina to upset South Carolina because, let me say this, they're having all these, you know, specials on Clowney. I just hope that he's not the clown. He doesn't turn into the clown, the class clown. Because when they always profile you, what happens most of the time? One or two things, either you poof out or you get injured. They're putting this guy on a pedestal, I think, too much. I've watched him. Yes, great talent, but he doesn't go hard every play. I've been watching him.
The street, but he's on defense. He don't have to go hard every play. It's defense. When he do go hard, you better watch out.
He's on the defensive line. It's not like he's playing DB. He's in the trenches where it's war. Where it's legally okay to assault someone. That's where he plays every play, and I need him to do that. Legally assault somebody.
Oh, he going to do it, and he going to get a lot of flags this year because the way he be hitting and tackling and going out to people look like a young Lawrence Taylor to me. And because when he put his hands on you, you know what time it is. I'm trying to hurt you every time I touch you. So get ready, North Carolina. L Boogie didn't put that bulletin board material in South Carolina locker room now. So you better watch it.
And USC, let me tell you about them. Lane Kiffin, what lane is he in? You don't know what lane he wants to drive in. 1 minute, he's in the slow lane. We're just going to go with this. And this, you know, first he started off with this guy, the quarterback. Now he's in the middle lane. He has the best receiver saying, hey, I don't even know who's the quarterback. I'm just catching balls from whoever. And then and he's in the fast lane saying that both guys are going to play. Because remember, yesterday he said, I won't name a starter until we get off the plane in Hawaii. Now today, it's Monday, he says that both guys are going to play. I just think neither one of those guys are a pistol threat. I mean, a RG3, a Russell Wilson, a Colin Kaepernick type of threat. So I think that could be an easy decision. Both guys are just traditional quarterbacks. I don't think it's that hard. But, you know, it's Lane Kiffin, man. And what lane he's being, who knows? He's all over the place. He's getting DUI'd. But I got, you know, everybody's talking about Alabama, Ohio State. Let me ask you this question. Who out of the top 10 that you think has a chance to play for the national championship? Any teams out of the top 10?
Yeah, you know, and the top 10 is thick. And I don't believe that there's going to be a Pac-12 team to play for the championship this year, even though Oregon and Stanford, one or the other, are going to cancel each other out. And Ohio State can remain diligent and stay focused and stay loyal to the team and Urban Meyer, I believe if they can run the table with the schedule that they have, they should be all right to play for the title. As far as the number one seed in Alabama, you know, like I mentioned on the sports officials the other day or yesterday, you know, Alabama's the SEC king right now. And the conference is, you know, is A+, top notch. And we all know that Alabama's going to have one loss. They haven't had an undefeated season since the 90s. And even though they've had the one loss, the one thing that's carried them to the championship game has been the SEC championship game, because it puts them right back on top to where, you know, the numbers that are calculated are in their favor. And so I believe that if everything goes the way that we anticipated to, even though Alabama may take a loss, just may be the number one and the number two team in the country, because both of those teams have great coaches and that have been there before and know exactly what the hell they want their team to do. And great leaders of men, both coaches in Urban Meyer and Nick Saban. And if they could do what they're supposed to do, they will be just fine. If that doesn't happen between Alabama and Ohio State, look out for Louisville. They're like number 9. They can easily move up. Watch out for South Carolina. Even though they're in the SEC, things can shake up in a way to where it can work out in their favor. You know what I mean? Well, they're number 7 because Texas A&M is number 6. So watch out for South Carolina as well. But, you know, it is what it is. I don't see Texas A&M making it. Johnny Manziel, too much attention, too much everything going on at Texas A&M right now. And I believe they'll have one or two losses. But, you know, they'll make it to a bowl, which would be great for them. But, you know, the other teams, it could. But I'm going with Alabama, Ohio State. I don't see anybody, you know, running the table quite like these guys. And it's going to be quite a show. But, you know, this is college. On Thursday nights, when you get the Thursday night specials on ESPN, we all know anything can happen. So I hope that the teams that play on Thursday, especially you, Oregon Ducks, you are the limelight again beat on Thursday nights. You just somehow say cannot win on Thursday nights for the last 2 or 3 years. So, Pac-12, get your mind right.
Oregon, Stanford going to bounce off each other. So we'll see what happens. Who you got? You think there's going to be anybody in the top 10 to go to the next championship game?
One team that I always, you know, I just love him as a coach. Wild boy, Les Miles down at LSU. The Mad Hatter. It's just something about that guy. They might be in the thick of things. We never know. You know, so I really think that, you know, Les Miles, the Mad Hatter, you know how he likes to eat grass. You know how we like to do with the grass, too. Streets is talking. But they are going to probably stir up that SEC even a little bit more. But, you know, the Buckeyes, Urban Meyer, he suspended some guys early. You know, their defense, I think, is going to be better than what people expect, bro. I really do.
Right.
Shout out to my man, you know, Christian Bryant. You know, he comes from that good stock over there at Glenville High School. Can't knock that. And, you know, shout out to, you know what I mean, my little nephews down at St. Ed's, man. Derek Thomas. Glenville and St. Ed's, bro. After the commercial, we'll talk more about that. I think I have some, you know, some of those guys on either team. I think they might have called the aside and want to talk about that. It's a thick rival. You know how they had those rivals? Oh, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We want to dedicate this song to all the student athletes, man. We know it's just a pleasure to do what you do, man. So dedicated to you, fabulous Pusha T. It's the life. Man, I remember we had it. Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. T Row, Jewel's the G, L Boogie. DJ Steph, bring it on in for me, man. After the commercial, we gonna holler about that rival
so
game
exciting.
Too. It's coming.
The life is so exciting. The life is so exciting. The life is so exciting, baby. South Beach, spent time there. Offshore's my time where whole crew got their own watch. Nigga, we ain't buying no timeshares. The lifestyle, too fly. My new bitches get next flighted. I say I'm back to the old me, but my old bitches will get excited. Ain't going back, I'm stepping forward. Don't test me, been prepping for it. Got no time for that hating shit. My young niggas got weapons for it. Got Chief Keef, that ain't shop. That bang bang, that blocker. And all you niggas is blocking. Change your name to Ibaka. Shit real, shit big. Real and shit just get realer. I'm showing bitches my car keys and asking what's the dealer. And saying that your girl ain't saying shit like prank callers. Cause it's a small world and hoes make it even smaller. It's the life, the life, the life is so exciting. Life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life. The life is so exciting, baby. It's beach weather over here, nigga. Sky's clear, nigga. That's flip-flops, that's Americana, that's heel figure. Yacht masters at the yacht party. Sitting at the dock as a drop Rari. That's pole position with the joystick. That's push button, that's like Atari. Raising the bar, no parallel. So many horses, carousel. How we roll out like a caravan. Ghost in the snow, see Carolan. Maryland, tags on it. Heroin, bags on it. Hermes, throw pillows. Miss Sony couch and it clash on it. Take a look at my viewfinder. See seven figures in two commas. I see bad bitch, you see blue diamonds. I see stars, I see time. Gigolo, juggle hoes. Jigsaw, I puzzle those. Crosswords, cross birds. I cross country with a couple those. It's the life, the life, the life is so exciting. Life, the life, the life is so exciting. The life, the life,
yeah.
The life is
yeah.
So exciting. The life, the life. The life is so exciting, baby.
When the sun is out, we runs about. Let the world see what these hun is about. Ain't seen this since the one was out. With J Pimp C and Bun, we out here still pimping that big. Looking at jig, somebody go call Hype Willie. We need slow mo, more rose mo. Niggas is drunk and type silly. We dancing like Dame, holding up chains. Look, got PMBs on a big ass boat on Molly, rolling up Jane. This life is so exciting. That money be so inviting. So fuck with their indicting. Tell my lawyers keep on fighting for the life. The life, the life is so exciting. The life is so exciting, baby.
Your life is so exciting, baby. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, shout out to my sis, man, Crystal Clay Brooks, man, down there in Cleveland, Ohio. Shout out to you, sis. What the deal, baby? Man, you know, back at the crib. Oh, yeah. Back at the crib, bro, I just, you know, I still, you know, they on the contrary of what McCauley think, I still love the crib. And I love high school football. You know how we, you know, we're going to get out Friday nights here in Phoenix and, you know, one of us will be on site while, you know, maybe Steph would be at the studio. But we love the football. We love the rivalry games. And back home we have one. It's, you know, Glenville, products of, you know, the Teddy Ginns and Troy Smiths and Dante Winter. These guys have not only went to college but made it to the NFL. So they have a nice stock right there. They have some guys that play at Ohio State. And we have St. Ed's. Remember back in the day it was like the U against Notre Dame?
Yeah, buddy.
That's what this rivalry is like. And, you know, me going to a prep school, Catholic school, it's just crazy because on one side you have all black people, and then on one side you got predominantly white, you got your speckles because 30-40% of the team is African-American. You feel me?
Right.
And the streets is talking. You know how much bread. It's like Florida. You know how much money. I know you smell the money. It's so much money that these guys in the streets bets on these games. So I bring you to this point before we start the high school, you know, season. Do you think that the high school football player right now since that season, you think it's a lot of pressure on them to do well when you're not only playing for the school, you're playing for your family, you're playing for your block. And you're playing, you know, the streets is talking. You know you playing for the money. We did it. You think it's too much pressure on these guys?
No pressure at all. It's just a regular high school. It's just another game. You know everybody on the field. You've been playing Pop Warner football with the same guys since third, fourth grade. And everything is just everything. You're going out there to have a good time. Of course, it's going to be competitive in between the lines. But once it's all said and done, guess what? Once the game is over, I'm going to see you tomorrow. We're going to kick it. We're going to go to the club. We're going to have some fun. You know what I'm saying? And it's just that, you know, when you're in that moment, you know you have to make every catch. You have to make every throw. You have to fight for every yard. You can't go out there looking like no sucker. The best thing about these type of games is that you just don't want to get blown out. If you get blown out, then it wasn't worth, you know, it's just like, ah. But, you know, when you come in and you're playing against your rival and it's a tight game, you know, it's just excitement. So there's really no pressure. It's just that it's time. And, you know, these youngsters have been waiting all summer long for this moment. And they just going to go out there and turn that, you know, those butterflies that you get in your stomach, to make it such an exciting outcome. And so good to both of those teams. And, you know, I know they're going to bring it because it's time. Season's back.
It's tough. I've been there. I've been in the trenches. When I say I've been in the trenches, I've been at the games. I've been at the practices when the guys are walking off the field and, you know, the parents and our street guys are discussing what's going to happen on Friday. You don't think in the back of your mind you might have a little pressure at 17, 16? But it's great pressure because you're going to experience that. You're going to be playing for millions on the college level. It's money being passed hand in hand. It's just legal. It's not being collected throughout the streets tax-free. Oh!
Yeah, but at the same time, being 16, 17, you're not getting any of that money. So, I mean, you might get $20, $30, but, I mean, it's not like anything big is going to happen when you're that age at your school, you know, even though there's everything else happening in the stands. With a player, you don't even get to see all the deals go down half the time. So you're just out there playing, having fun, kicking it with your team. And like you say, you're playing for your family because, you know, you got a lot of people, your family, in the stands rooting you on. So you're just going out there to have fun, honestly. You know, it's no pressure whatsoever. You might have a butterfly. You might be a little excited. But it ain't like that if you lose the game or if you drop a pass. The guys who make the deal are going to come and pick you up and take you to the back of the woods and tie you up and leave you out there. So, I mean, it's no pressure. It's not that type of pressure like once you get to college where you can, you know, just point shave or, you know, do all this other stuff that's out there. But, no pressure on high schoolers whatsoever. The only pressure is having, you know, that pass go right between your arms and you having to run to the sideline and listen to coach bitch at you for about 35 seconds just to put you back in to go out there to make a catch. So no pressure whatsoever, man. These guys are just out there having fun. And once again, it's a rock game, so it's extra fans out there. You know it's going to be packed. The band's going to be in better songs than they've played all year. And, you know, it's just the season is here. So no pressure from the outside. More on, you know, within the line.
Yeah, I agree because in college you don't see the money either. All you do is get 3 meals a day and somewhere to lay your head. And hopefully you use what they give you as far as academic-wise because you're student-athlete first. And, you know, that's priceless to me. That's why I sometimes catch myself saying that players shouldn't get paid because in actuality what they're getting is priceless. What can you do with that million once you get it besides spend it? After you spend it, you see most of them go broke, don't know how to spend the money. It's not you gaining the money, it's how to spend it. But you got, you know, guys like LeBron who will never go broke, but we're talking about average guys. Solid guys who are not going to make LeBron money. What are you going to do with it once you get out? So you heard what happened to Keith Bullock. In the streets, some more entertainment. Keith Bullock, the color commentator for the Tennessee Titans, was in a taxi. On his way out of the taxi, he hit the cab driver and took the $100, bro, after he left the bar. And they just did the game Saturday. He just got off the air.
Oh, my goodness. And got a check as soon as he got off the air and still gonna punch the taxi cab driver for $100. Man,
you ain't hurting for money. You just got off the air. It ain't like you hurting.
Yeah, you know, dummies do dumb stuff, and you know that's not the first ESPN analyst that then bumped his head to lose his job on some simple stuff, man. And it just goes to show that these guys are taking these jobs. That's why, you know, I don't know, L Boogie. I don't know why ESPN thinks it's such a big deal to get these guys who played the game to get on TV to have an opinion. It doesn't matter. Everybody has an opinion. Just because you played the game don't mean that your opinion is better than the next man. And that's what I've been seeing lately with some of the incidents that have been happening at ESPN itself. And ESPN does a great job of keeping this stuff under wraps. They'll say it one time and that's it. They won't keep replaying it over and over like they do all the rest of the sports news. So it's just crazy of what I've seen, heard of what's been going on down there at ESPN. And, you know, Yeah, ESPN, I hope you finding out what's going on. Because, you know, getting these guys who you think are stand-up guys are really showing their feathers nowadays. And so that just doesn't make any sense to me, Elba, why you would do that. Like you said, it's not like you're hurting for the money, player.
Right. And just like I said, I was listening to, you know, our affiliate, the sports officials, and they were saying that, you know, Hugh Douglas used to be the co-host with Michael Smith, and he had a couple drinks too many, and he was down in the conference in Orlando, one of the ESPN affiliates, and down talking Michael Smith, saying that he was a Uncle Tom and things like that. So they whacked him.
Yeah,
what are,
man,
you doing? Hugh, you was hanging on by your cute bow ties. But you were hanging on. How could you do that? You hurt yourself. And like they said on the sports official, did I do that? And man. You big dummy. Wow. It's going down.
Stupid.
But after the commercial, we're going to try to go to one commercial right quick, pay a bill, see if we can get a high school athlete on the line and see if he can talk about, you know, answer some of these questions we got for him in the streets. So, producer, let's go to the commercial real fast, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to maybe, you know, one of the players that's playing in the big game this Saturday at 2 o'clock in Cleveland, Ohio. St. Ed's against Glenville. It's going down. It's big. Be back.
Any bitch I want, cause I got a check. I only ride for cause I got a check. You know I'm fully armed, you ain't got a check. And every time you see me, I be on deck. Looking like money, spelling like a check. Brand new swag, got me on flex. Whole lot of cash, I'm a walking check. Oh, I got my checkup. I need a checkup. Watch on me so cold. Chain on me so froze. Check, I got them hoes. Check, designer clothes. I got them bows. Plus, I got them O's. Going hard, nigga, I do too. I got shoes, nigga, what about you? Ballet Park, nigga, that's my coupe. Popping bottles, nigga, that's my crew. That pussy good, ass fat, head right, nigga, that's my boo. A real nigga, you ain't one. Hate on me, that's what you do. Ooh, I'm in my zone. Ooh, my money long. Sipping on this rock, inhaling all of the strong. I'm on my young nigga shit, rolling with the belt. I'm on my rich nigga shit, Rolls Royce better. I buy anything I want, cause I got a check, check. Fuck any bitch I want, cause I got a check, check. I only ride for one, cause I got a check. I am, you know I'm fully armed, you ain't got a check. Hey. And every time you see me, I be on deck. Looking like money, smelling like a check. Brand new swag, got me on flex, flex. Whole lot of cash, I'm a walking check. I put on for my city, go strong when I kick it. Got a bad girls club, a gang of bad bitches. Black diamond, AP, oil spill, BP. White diamond, mirror love, no diamond, hair blow. Ace face, no cars, done Peter glow in the dark. I got soft, I go hard, start the beat is my favorite part. That California my favorite car, the last lamb my favorite bar. I hit the club, my J's on, they ain't out yet, it stood on the box. Selling dope, my first job, get money, that where it start. I'm in this bitch with my homeboys, big jury, no bodyguard. I pull up, like who this, thugged out, I do this. Checking all my dollar signs, get money on my to-do list. Hey, I buy anything I want, cause I got a check. Fuck any bitch I want, cause I got a check. I only ride for one, cause I got a check. You know I'm fully armed, you ain't got a check. And every time you see me, I be on deck. Looking like money, smelling like a check. Brand new swag, got me on flex.
I'm a walking check. I'm on deck. You heard him. Ooh, let that ride.
Ooh, the streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, with my co-host Juel C out on assignment. Got my man T-Ro in the studio, and I'm your host, L Boogie. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Remember, we are the streets. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Oh! Before we sign off, we going to, you know, talk to a player from St. Edward's High School down in Cleveland, Ohio, leading up to the big game on Saturday. So, DJ Steph, we got my man on the line. Is he on the line?
DJ should be on the line right now.
DJ, can you tell the world your name and, you know, where you calling from, what school you go to, what's your number?
DJ Thomas, St. Edward High School, number 8, corner receiver.
Okay. Derek Thomas, am I correct?
Yes.
There it is. Now, let me ask you this. What did you guys rank in the city preseason?
I think we ranked in the top 5. We really don't like looking at the polls because last few years we've been ranked high, amen, and they get us nowhere, so we try to stay away from all the rankings and stuff.
Stay away from the rankings. So let me ask you this. You guys have, you know, competed at a high level, have went far in the state champion, you know, in the state playoffs, and we know that's a hotbed, Northeast Ohio period, Texas, Florida, you know, California, those type of states. Let me ask you this. Is there any added pressure, not just from, you know, St. Ed's, the school, but from your, you know, the streets, you know, the guys that, you know, you grew up with or, you know, the people that's in the streets, is there any added pressure?
Yeah, it's always added pressure, but definitely this Saturday is added pressure when it comes down to playing the team that I grew up loving, grew up playing for when I was little, Glenville Tarbletters. But, like, you know, when you play at a high level and play for a school like St. Ed, they teach you how to, like, overcome the pressure, live through it, build up, and just fight through all the adversity.
Okay. Now, another question. So, this Saturday, 2:00 at Lakewood. Am I right? Is this at Byers Field?
No, it's at Lakewood Stadium.
It's a home game for you.
Yeah.
So you being a senior, how is this last game playing against Glenville is going to feel for you?
Man, it's gonna be bittersweet, you know. I mean, it's going to be the first game of my career in high school. So I'm just trying to go out, play hard, go out a bang. Hopefully get this win for my team. And it would be great to just beat some kids that I grew up with.
Bragging rights.
Have bragging rights, yeah.
Wow. So let me ask you this, DJ. I mean, you could just tell the world. I mean, I know because I, you know, keep up with you and your family. But what school are you attending next year?
I'll be attending Youngstown State University.
Okay.
Oh, congratulations, young fellas. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks.
And what's your GPA right now?
I got a 3.0. Getting it up higher. I just graded out my last quarter from last year at a 3.9. So I just keep climbing.
There you have it. Like a nephew to me, Ro. Student athlete. You know, we preach that. Student
athlete. Gotta
have
it, man. Gotta have it.
And, you know, the added pressure that, you know, DJ was having as a young, and he played for Glenville, and everybody wanted him to go to Glenville. And he defected. He went against the grain and went to St. Ed's. Are you happy with your decision as your last question as I present to you?
I'm happy with my decision now that I look back on it. I got a quality education. I'm playing for a winning squad. I get to go to college for free for 4 years. Got the pressure off my mom and dad. And I'm still doing what I love and winning.
The streets is talking. DJ Derek Thomas from St. Edward's High School. And DJ, don't forget, when you go to school, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Yeah, buddy.
It's Freestyle Friday. I know you got curfew, but it's Freestyle Friday. Tell all your people to call in. We giving shout-outs to get on the air. And if you got any of you guys who know how to rap, tell them to call the show, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Friday night. Put something on your mind before you go, before you get ready for that game on Saturday.
All right.
No doubt. Tell your
good
mom
luck,
and dad
DJ.
I said, I said what to do. Wow. Ro.
Yeah.
Student athlete right there. Good kid. Good kid first.
Gotta be, man. That's what it's about, student athlete.
Man. No doubt. Well, shoot, man. Get some shout-outs, man, before we end this thing, man. We way over time, man. We doing great.
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. Shout-out to the world, man. Shout-out to all the callers that called in today in the asylum. Keeping the asylum hot, man. You know, we got some rainy weather out here on the West Coast, man. Much needed rainy weather, you know what I mean? And shout-out to Mom, Pops, North Park, you know what I mean? Ellen Figgett, I see you. Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III. What's up, bro? Sis Red, what's happening? My wife, kids, L Boogie, you know what I mean? Special shout-out to my kinfolk down there, man, down in the D. Kevin Johnson, man, just got up on his tools from having prostate cancer. You know, he had the little surgery, got all that taken care of, man. So all my fellas out there, if you have not had an opportunity to go get your prostate checked out, man, make that something on your list this month, baby, because it's very important. It's something that can keep alive for a couple of extra more years. So to all my men out there that be checking out the show, and I know it's a lot of y'all out there, man, pass the word around. Go get your prostate checked, man. Keep yourself clean. You know, and so we can stay, you know, be on this thing, doing it for a long time, you know what I mean? And, you know, DJ Stealth, you know, Super Shuttle Blue, you know what it is. And all the homies that I know out there, man, are checking me out. So much love to everybody. Finesse with the intro, GME, I see you. Yeah, we're going to have to get some more music on here, man, for everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody want to be repped out here. So that's what we're going to get in, man, you know what it is. Who else? I see you, baby. I'll holler at you a little bit later on. L Boogie, you know what it is, big brother. Much love all day, every day.
No question, no question. Once again, I want to, you know, give my shout-out, man. It's my man Steve Sanders, man. My man Lamar. My man Ted Whitfield. Erin. Al. You know what I mean? My cousin Ty. She repping L.A. County as well. I know you listening. Man, my man Ron. You know what I mean? So, man, shout out to my family out there, my Aunt Candy. I know they listening to the show, man. We got to make it down to L.A., but, man, shout out to Glenville. Shout out to St. Ed. Shout out to DJ and my little cousin, Mylan, man, little Go. So, and my son, they start their season this weekend, too. So, shout out, Dayville. I know you listening. But, yeah, that's it, man. Let's go ahead and get up out of here. And you know I have my saying last week, you know, so every time we, you know what I'm saying, have a you know, at the end of the show. And you know, it was one thing somebody always told me, bro. Never waste your talent. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern, Freestyle Friday. We're going to talk about the games that happened on Thursday. A-Rod went yard again today. Boom! What a feeling to be a Yankee fan. We coming, bro! We out of here. For DJ Steph,
Everything tell me D-Roll, what I feel like.
Duel to G. It's L Boogie. Take us home.
Airtime to airlines. Is you feeling me? If not, you feel my energy. See, I know I'ma make it, but even if I don't feel bad. Cause honestly, all these times that I had, those will be the best memories. Be the best memories. I hope that you remember me. These will be the best memories. And all you really have is memories. Are you willing to give up what you love for who you love? Or lose your girlfriend to groupie love? Everywhere I go, I get a group of hugs. That's what happens when they need connections and you the plug. How many trends you gotta set so you consider great? How many missed calls do you consider fake? How many dreams to live consider fake? I'm eating in a world where I'm considered baked. A workaholic addicted to bills. People addicted to me cause they addicted to real. My best friend got addicted to pills. I can't look at him in his eyes. You don't know how that shit feel mentally. I ain't trying to rock no shirt that say in memory. I'm praying that he make it, wishing we could go back. Cause honestly, all the times that we had, those will be the best memories.